You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
So Obama is going to be speaking. The president will be delivering his first State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. But up until that time, and really all week long, other Americans have been speaking on talk radio about what the president will say. We already heard from Kevin, who spoke yesterday in Baltimore.
What is Obama going to say tomorrow? He can't say too much because, bottom line, Obama let the Republicans run him over. And he should. I know he's trying to be a nice guy and do another thing, but guess what? He should have called him out, and he need to call him out tomorrow night.
I'm a community organizer here on the north side of Chicago, and a lot of people out there in Chicago are saying they're for Barack. They know that Barack has only been there for 1 year, but they have seen the banking corporation get so much bailout that they feel that it's time for the American people, the middle class and the poor people.
So there's nothing scientific about those two voices, Kevin and Dan, one in Baltimore, one in Chicago. But a lot of politicians believe the frustration that both are talking about is an integer in politics right now, a measurable phenomenon that Barack Obama is going to have to deal with tonight. And we want to talk about that with three talk show hosts around the country. Bev Smith is the host of The Bev Smith Show, syndicated on American Urban Radio Network. She joins us from Pittsburgh. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning.
Mark Steiner, we just spoke with. He's the host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA in Baltimore, Maryland. Good morning again, Mark.
Good morning.
And Ray Hanania, host of Mornings with Ray Hanania on WJJG in Chicago, where Dan, who you just heard a moment ago, called into. Ray, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So to all three of you, there's nothing scientific about talk radio. They're aficionados and kind of a very special subgroup that call into your shows. There's no reason for me to ever take the voices on your talk radio shows as emblematic of anything going on in America. Bev Smith, prove me wrong.
I'm just shocked by your statement. My listening audience would disagree with you emphatically. Because it is the voice of America speaking, and these are the people that don't get polled by the various polling systems, and they are workers and teachers and lawyers and mothers and fathers and young people in college. And they have a lot to say about what's going on, and they don't like it. What they're hoping for tonight is that the president will talk about unemployment, that he will return to the domestic program that was shot to hell by the Bush administration and Reagan's leftovers on Capitol Hill. And they really are praying that the president will say something about America tonight as he talks about the international scene.
Right.
So my audience is as astute and as bright as any politician on Capitol Hill, and that's despite the fact that they voted for some of them.
All right, Bev Smith, I'm bruised and bleeding. Mark Steiner, can you take me down?
You know, I think that people look at talk radio sometimes as a very ideological forum, but I really think that, especially in the public media where I am, that this audience represents a real cross-section of Maryland from all sectors. And it's not just the call-ins. It's people I get on Facebook. It's the emails. It's conversations when I'm going to get a cup of coffee somewhere around town. That people are very frustrated. And I think the frustration is of the Obama voters themselves who think there's a line in this country, and they want to fight for their vision of America, and they don't feel that President Barack Obama is leading that fight, and they want him to do it.
Ray Hanania, is that what you're hearing in Barack Obama's hometown there of Chicago? And your audience is unusual. Describe it for me.
Well, we broadcast to a mainstream Chicagoland area that includes many Arabs and Muslims. Because I happen to be Arab, I draw a lot of those Arabs and Muslims, you know, to one of the only radio programs they can really identify with. So I get to hear both sides. I hear Americans mm-hmm. talk about the issues of health care, you know, the economy, jobs, the battle between Republicans and Democrats. And then on top of it, I listen to Arabs and Muslims talk about how President Obama really disappointed him, that he set the bar too high, that maybe he didn't understand the difficulties, you know, of the Middle East. You know, was he talking to the Muslim world, or was he talking to the Arab world? You know, was he concerned about resolving the Middle East conflict or undermining extremists in the Islamic world? And I'll say that it's interesting when you bring those two groups together on one radio show, and we do it once a week. We simulcast in Dearborn. You get some interesting responses from both sides, but Barack Obama is always one of our main topics that callers want to bring up and want to talk about.
All right. So that's Ray Hanania, host of Mornings with Ray Hanania, a radio show in Chicago. Mark Steiner, host of the Mark Steiner Show in Baltimore, public radio show. And Bev Smith, host of a syndicated talk show, The Bev Smith Show, out of Pittsburgh. So, Bev, do your listeners think that Barack Obama has sort of miscalculated by trying to do too much in the first year, or that he's been co-opted in some sense?
They're mixed. But for the most part, what we're puzzled about is that all of a sudden the problems in America became the problems that this president created, as opposed to the 8 years of the Bush administration. And we don't understand why the president is being blamed for the conditions that he has, and why mainstream media is concentrating on his term. We call him the cleanup man. And it is not easy, as most of you know, to clean up after someone. Just try cleaning up after your two-year-old. It's not easy. And so we think that the president did have some very clever opinions about what should be done, and that's not even the word I'm looking for. We think that he thought that he could accomplish a lot, but he forgot that he was dealing with the same people that caused the problems. And that's what has my audience puzzled, totally puzzled, why people are so willing not to give this president a chance when they gave Bush 8 years and he destroyed this country, and this man cannot do it in 12 years.
All right, Ray Hanania, are you hearing that sort of a right-wing conspiracy or a Republican mess that is going to be very difficult to clean up in your listeners?
Well, I think the real irony here is that Obama is familiar to us. He comes from Chicago. We've always recognized he's an inspiring speaker, but when you look at his record of achievements, it's always been very tough. The big word I hear here, one of the biggest, is they want him to be tougher and they want him to deliver, and they don't feel he's done that.
Wow. Mark Steiner, before we go, we asked Doris Kearns Goodwin yesterday to give us a State of the Union in 6 words. You know, she writes very long, fabulous books.
Yes, she does.
It's even scarier to ask that of a radio talk show host. Can you give me a State of the Union in 6 words?
In 6 words, we are going to take on the special interests and the corporations, and we're going to start doing things for the American people and not Wall Street.
That's 15 words, but well done there.
That's
Mark
right.
Steiner.
I tried.
Mark Steiner,
I tried.
Host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEA in Baltimore. We also talked with Bev Smith of the Bev Smith Show in Pittsburgh, and Ray Hanania, host of Mornings with Ray in Chicago.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.